road and stuff.
Let's see, let me move my little one.
All right, welcome to our work session. We have department head reports. Was Sharon going to be here?
I don't know. I don't get this from you.
Well, we'll be sure and pass that on. I don't pay attention to him.
I don't want to read it.
Okay, so Linda, we'll start with you. Did he send you anything, John?
No.
Sharon, okay.
I was assuming he'd be here, but...
Okay, we'll see if he shows up in a bit. Okay, so I don't know how many of you are aware, but 3 weeks ago we had a break-in at the library. The people broke in 4 days in a row, and we got it on camera exactly how they got in, and that's been fixed. They put their little arm through the book drop and opened the door.
What did they do?
They stole the credit card. They stole $40. They stole the
The calculator has to be the top of the list.
The calculator.
That's how they realized
how
it.
Anyway, people that had wanted 3D printed, they took all of them.
A cell phone that wasn't working that they dumped in somebody's backyard.
They stole books, and they also stole, they're called Yodo players, and that's over, almost $80, so, anyway, several things.
I know who it is, though.
I do know who it is.
Oh, well, great.
We know exactly who it is.
This all happened right before.
And so it's been put on hold due to the circumstances of what went on in the city. But I really would like it to be followed up on now as soon as we can. So, yes, we turned in the video of them. You can see them. Two of them are in the back side of the building. One shakes out her towel, has her name splattered right across it. So, anyway, so that can be taken care of as soon as possible, because I would really like to just not have them in the library anymore. And they come almost every day and are pretty smug about, I'm sure, thinking they got away with a lot.
Well, and the reason we don't want them in there is because the people that work at the library are very busy. And while they're busy, they go around and they undo the top piece of the window so that they can come back through a window. So you see their prints on the window, trying to lift the window up to come through the basement. So that's another reason why.
Yeah, and they can see that
library.
Shannon welded a thing for us to go over the book drop, so you can't get your arm in now. You can email.
I mean, it's almost funny that people break into a library.
I know. We kind of laugh about it.
Hey, there's candy there, John.
Oh, yes. Oh, my candy. Dumped it in a little, took a little bag, filled her bag, you know. So, anyway.
Did they take any of our reading prizes, school reading prizes?
No. Nope. Which surprised me. So, anyway, just to get that followed up with as soon as we can, I would appreciate that.
So can I ask a question about that?
Uh-huh.
So have you contacted the police about it?
Yes, we called the police the day we realized what had gone on.
And we had found it on the camera.
And then found it on the camera.
The officer came here, we gave them the quick connect to the camera so they could go back and review every day. And then she made a list of everything that was stolen.
Yeah.
And they have that.
Okay.
It's just, now it was just put on hold to even go.
Right.
I don't know if they looked at any of the camera, I don't know if they looked at any of that. They have not come back to the library to get the names, but we do know the names.
Okay.
So, our Spanish classes have started. The kids are every other Tuesday from 4 to 5. That started yesterday. Our adult classes will start on tomorrow, 5:30 to 6:30. We're going to have a movie in the park this month on September 26th.
So back up a minute. Is your adult classes going to be on Thursday now, not Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. And also, I have several lights that are out upstairs, and it's kind of getting a little bleak in there. So I would really like them to be fixed. And then I did get a phone call from Buster, and he said he'd be there to fix the door that doesn't seem to work when it's way too hot or way too cold or the wind blows, or and replace my bed tree. So.
He said he is going to still? Does he give you a time frame?
No. No. Nope, he didn't give me a time frame. And that's all. Any other questions?
So back to your Spanish class for adults, what time does it start?
5:30.
And has he been paid out fully for the library project?
He got his last paycheck yesterday. Which was advised because the state needed the final paperwork, and he advised it, and we just said we just need to be done. There's too many of these projects that are still going that just need to be done.
So we don't have anything to hold over to get those things done?
Other than his word to Linda.
Okay. Okay.
Public Works. Travis.
Everything's going pretty smooth for us as of lately. Had our training last week, went down to Layton Ford, learned a bunch, and already knew a lot to learn more, and saw a lot of tooling that would be really cool that I don't think we can afford yet, but something to look forward to. And
so we need like tooling?
Just different tools, specialized stuff.
Okay.
Like for doing hot taps, and just people coming up with new ways of doing all kinds of things. But like I say, not a bit.
Any hot taps, or we just hired that out?
But everything like that's hired out, just because, you know, that's another tool to have on the shelf that's more than it's in our budget.
Those are expensive too.
And can go wrong really easy, and then we don't have the equipment for if it goes wrong to fix it, which
make it right again.
Yeah. But for now, it's a lot easier just to let somebody that hot taps really need hot tap. But then, I'll cover this right now too while I'm here. It's farther down the agenda, it's in the next section of the meeting, but crosswalk painting, which every year we've done that ourselves, and this year we got our paint sprayer out to use it, and it will not come. We tore it all apart, can't figure out why, everything seems fine, it's tested all the electrical, everything's back good, it just will not come.
That's these two papers.
So I got the one that's just a one I typed out. So, and usually it'll take 2 guys 4 days to do it. If you just average our time at $25 an hour, that's $1,600 in labor just in us doing that. And then the paint is $183.65 for a 5 gallon bucket. And it takes us 6 5-gallon buckets to paint all our crosswalks. So just in our time and the cost for the paint, $2,700 for a public works to go out and do that. And that's if everything goes
perfect.
So I got some prices from 3 different people, and there's 2 of them that came back that were and don't make sense to go that route. Eccles Paving wanted $4,500, CMD Asphalt wanted $6,924, and then we got one from Striping Brothers, and they quoted me $3,000 with a 1-year warranty. So, and that's a difference of $300 from what it cost us, and now we're in a situation we've got to get a new paint machine. Is it worth us getting another machine and us keep doing that for the difference of $300 to store it?
So, question for you. Mm-hmm. I think I already know the answer, but do you have the available time in your schedule to devote to this, or do you have other stuff that's more pressing to do?
Can we make time to do it?
Like,
yes. When we've done it every year.
Or is there more pressing things?
There's a lot of things that would be better to get done than us doing this.
So the difference of $300?
Just, and the difference of $300 too isn't including that we've got to buy a new paint machine.
Which is $17,000, $14,000 something, he told me.
The replacement we have, it's not cheap. Yeah.
Was there a place to send it to get it chapter fixed?
I haven't looked into that. I figured out just our time and material, and then got quotes, just was curious what somebody would charge, and I heard $3,000. I was like, to me that seems like a no-brainer just to hire that one out, but that's
Do you know how long you've had that paint machine?
It was predated before years.
Been here before I was here, I don't know.
So it's lasted several years.
Yeah.
Just part of the problem is I'm sure that certain people that used it didn't maintain it the way they should, because even when the school district came and wanted to borrow it so that they could paint rooms down by the school, we said, you've got to run water through it as soon as you're done. Mm-hmm. You've got to run water through it as soon as you're done. And every time they brought it back, they were kicking at the nozzle and...
They didn't do it.
Well, 1 year we had to replace all the nozzles because they didn't come clean, they didn't get them clean.
Yeah. Seems to me like you shouldn't learn that type of stuff out.
Yep.
I mean, I would prefer just to not have it. It's one less thing to have stored, and it's all been on a trailer to give us another trailer to use for moving lawnmowers or garbage cans or whatever else we need a trailer for.
How much you say a new paint machine is?
Seen it varies, but for the one that we have, it was like 16 or 17,000 to buy that same thing again. And you can find them that are similar, but they're still 10 to 14,000.
Right, so it makes sense to hire this out long term.
Well, for this, yeah, this year was.
Yeah.
They need to check into what it would cost to get that thing refurbished or something.
And that's the other thing. I got looking in the parts for it, and I even pulled up their spec sheet, and it shows all of the parts on the diagram. No part numbers listed. Can't find them to buy anywhere.
I'm sure somebody can service it up.
Yeah.
If they can find the parts.
That's, I mean, I had a lot of parts. I could have replaced anything in there, but I just couldn't find the parts to buy anywhere either.
So if it's over 10 years old, anything over 7 years old, they don't have to make parts for anymore. Right?
That's probably why they don't.
There is for...
So...
Yeah, that's what that's about, so you're aware. And then we got meter lids, target down the list too, which you've got... a sheet there from Corn Maine, which I highlighted just the line items, because he sent me just a generic key, wasn't sure exactly what meter lids I needed. So those lines that are highlighted on that list are the ones that I'm wanting to get. And there's another Google Doc sheet that's labeled meter lids that I went through and broke out how many of each I need and how much it's going to cost us.
So these are replacement lids, or?
Yeah, so the standard lid is a 12 inch now, which we have those ones that have a little hole in them that the antenna sits in, so the antenna is at ground level. And what we've been doing with the other ones is putting PVC in there, and it's working on a lot of them, but there's some that for whatever reason it will not read through the lid, so we're having to get out of the truck, and then you sit there and wait and unplug it and plug it back in, and all of a sudden it's happy and we'll read, and we're noticing it's the same meters every month. So this is just to help, you know, all of these fancy meters we've put in the ground do what they're supposed to, so we can just drive by and have them read and not be in and out and in all the holes.
Do you have this money in your budget? All right, you already have it in there.
Yeah.
So these aren't the ones that they talked to us about that our antenna computer, whatever, will read through easier. These are still the metal or the...
Yeah, these are cast that have... Okay. You've probably all seen the 12-inch rings that have the recess in the center that the antenna sits in. These are all the same thing, but just different sizes.
Okay.
I did talk to him down at the conference about the poly lids, and for cost, he said it's not
worth it. Okay.
You always replace those too much. I would do that.
Yeah, which we do have a couple of them through town, I found. I don't know if years ago somebody demoed them, but we have a few of them kicking around, and they seem like they're working. But I don't think I would go to all Paul. And the other issue with that is, if it gets buried, then you can't find it with the metal detector.
True.
Because that seems to be
a common thing. Bury them.
So you've got 18, 25, 30 inch.
Yeah, so the 18 inch lids, I want 25 total for them. 20 of them, just the lid. And then 5 of them, the lid and the ring, because there's quite a few in town that are the 18 inchers. And the rings get broken, and as we measured all of them too, because we went through the list of non-reading and measured the lids, there were some variants, because there's different manufacturers of lids, and not a lot, but some, so I want a couple rings just in case there's some that the lid doesn't want to sit in the rings. We got new to replace, so everything's going on and walking like it should.
I like it.
Any questions?
No, thanks for putting that together. This one about the comparison.
As I got figuring out, I was like, well, I better type this all out, because I know if I was standing here and tried to make it, I'd get it.
If you guys were sitting around twiddling your thumbs, it wouldn't make any sense to do this, but I would get the impression that what's going on at all.
We still have a lot of things that I would like to be getting done annually, and I learned today that there's more stuff that's supposed to be serviced annually that hasn't been, so. Our chlorine.
Keep learning.
Chlorine system, you're supposed to replace hoses and the gauges and all that every year, and it's, as far as I know, hasn't been done in years, so.
Are you gonna talk to this too, or are you gonna talk about that later? Others?
I haven't seen that one.
About what?
The Others tractor.
That's later.
Okay.
That was just something that was sent to us.
Okay.
Any questions?
Yeah, I do have a question. You talked a little bit about snowplows. Where are we at to be ready for winter?
Yeah.
If we have time.
Our bobtail is not in great shape at all. I put new signs up at the library, and one of them is the handicap parking sign, so I came to the shop to find blue paint to paint the curb. And as I walked past, I noticed that it's got the two tabs that go in and hold the plow to the truck. One of them is not on the tab it's supposed to be on, it's hanging below it. And got working out. I really don't know how it got done, but those ears now are bent out. So we spent a day and a half getting the plow off of the truck, and it's in some serious, it needs some serious love. I did talk, I had Jason go over working on some storm drains that we had that were leaking, and he came to the shop looking for parts. He told me he would buy the truck for $20,000. The way that truck is, it's leaking transmission. I put 3/4 of transmission fluid in just to get it to back up off the plow. And the way we're going, nobody here has a CDL. We've got one truck right now that any of us could drive. So if it does, when it starts snowing, we're going to be one truck.
You have money in your budget for another truck. I think that one last year was like 80,000, close to 80,000. But the, yeah, the truck was that, and then I was gonna go, the blade was another, and so it's...
So now you're going to a commercial, you're looking at $250,000.
Yeah.
So...
And I'm not wanting another bobtail. I would rather get another 550, but we do have a 550.
Maybe we could just...
The one we don't really want to put a plow on, because it's been the sewer truck, but... I know that budget-wise, we're in a pickle because we found a bunch of things recently, but coming into winter, it's not looking great for...
How much work is it going to take to fix the bobtail?
Well, it has a transmission leak.
If you put 3/4 just to back it there, put it in gear, and it started beeping at me all kinds of mad that do not shift, and so I shut it off.
An automatic?
It's an automatic. Yeah, it's an old international. It's like a 73, I want to say.
No, it's not that old.
And I was gonna say, I think the city bought it used anyway. I don't think the city bought that one.
This is for green and white one?
Yeah. I mean, it looks like it's in pretty good shape just because it's been kept clean.
It's like
mechanically, it's...
Firm.
Yeah.
Be nice to know what it costs to fix it.
Well, the last one with the city surplus cost $3,500 to get it over the...
That's not much.
I don't know if you've seen it. When you drove it down, you wish you would have kept it.
$3,500 is cheap.
Yeah.
Well, my thing is, with us being the city, we should be driving vehicles that are up to snuff that we don't have to be concerned about at all, because when it snows, you get in the truck and you go.
That's the reason we need to get it up to snuff. We don't have budget to buy a new one.
And I'm not saying buy a new one. I would, with the way I'm spending right now, with what's, you know, budget-wise, is get a plow on the 550 we already have. We don't even need a sander. If we have a plow on that truck, then we can have two guys plow.
Well, they need a sander.
Well, how much more?
Well, it's one guy, and it would take longer to sand, but going back through to sand something is a lot faster than, you know, trying to plow and salt everything. If one guy's over plowing, you make one pass through with the sander cranked and it's, you've hit it.
How much more road have you, how many more miles of road do we have to plow in the last couple of years?
I don't know about miles, but you've got all of East Side and they're starting their fifth phase, and you've got Ashley Meadows.
And Magnolia's going to be paved.
And Magnolia will be paved.
But Magnolia, they'll take care of, correct?
No.
Part of Magnolia, because it is private.
I would say roughly two-thirds of the roads in Magnolia are going to be public roads.
Okay.
They probably gained a mile and a half in the last year, and then the next year, probably another mile. Next 2 years, three or four.
And those are things that...
But not a straight shot, so it's going to take longer.
What do we use that plow truck for besides plow?
It all depends. Since I've been here, it's a plow truck. Because if we need a hauler, then we got the 550s with the dump beds.
So if you put blanks on the 550, is that going to put you in a pinch at the sewer plant?
No, especially like the blade that's on the other one, the truck we got last year. I can have it on and off in under 5 minutes. I mean, it's real quick, pull in.
The conversation of that 550 was it was being used for the sewer plant, and then also because of the aluminum on it, and they didn't want the sanding stuff on it because then it would rust out quicker.
It's a stainless.
Stainless. That was the conversation I remember here.
That was the concern. So I'm just saying, like, we know how long it takes to order a plow. So if we need to order a plow, let's get on that sooner rather than later.
Okay, before we do that though, let's take the green one, whatever, and find out exactly what's wrong with it and what it's going to cost to suffice this sand.
I have a CDL to move it. That's part of the reason I want to get rid of it, because I keep getting...
Correct, but I'm sure we can get Josh to move it where we need it moved to be looked at, so that we at least have that price to compare to.
And then you need a driver.
Yes.
That's
well, but at least we'll know when we sell it, because, you know, I don't really want to sell it to them. I mean, it's kind of like with the fire engine thing. I don't want to sell it to somebody and then somebody come back and go, hey, you knew that thing was a piece of junk. Why did you have me pay that much for it? I mean, because I think we have to be honest with what's wrong with it and what they possibly might have to put into it.
Oh, yeah. That's when Jason was here. I told him everything that was going on with it.
Well, that's why you came to somewhere and get a bid on fix the transmission. Have the weld shop look at the front end to see what it's going to take to fix the plow bracket.
I can already tell you what it'll take. It's got a piece that lets it pivot. That whole thing needs rebuilt. I mean, that's some pretty serious steel. I don't know who or how, or I'm very impressed that it is bad. And everybody that I've showed it to was also, it's the kind of screw up that's, how did you manage to do that kind of deal? But it's...
Yeah, when we're passing it, we have to be careful.
Well, I've taken steps down to CMJ's that I'm supposed to be sure to be fixed. I'll tell you later, it's like brand new.
It can be fixed, but the fix will be just, this is the piece, build it, I won't like it.
And then the issue is the CDLs. Yes, they do have the CDL books back there. And I've told them to get studying that, because there's a guy that will come up here and
what
do some CDL with him.
For the weight? I don't remember off the top of my head, but I know I've looked at it, and it's too heavy. You can't get by without the CDL. You gotta have the CDL for that one. That's part of the reason, too, that it's the truck is in okay shape. The plow is in rough shape. If we could get rid of it and get something that we don't need a CDL to drive, because the three of us that are here don't have CDLs. So even if we had that truck in great shape, what good does it do us this winter?
Is there any talk of you guys getting your CDLs?
I'm not in a hurry to, because I keep getting left in the air about, I've been told I get a raise and I'm not, and then I have to pay for it, and then the city pays for it, and it's been really wishy-washy, and so that's...
No, it's this guy that's going to do it. The city's going to pick it up, because it's not going to be as expensive as going to Bridgerland. And I thought I explained that when I gave you the books, but maybe we got talking about something else.
So is he planning to come and make all three of them CDL? Mm-hmm.
Yep, all three of them have one. I picked up the books for him and I brought them back to him. But I know they've been busy with other stuff too, because it's like, you think you're going to sit back there for an hour and study and a water leak happens, or somebody needs you to come look at a pipe, or, you know, somebody's upset with the street or something, so...
It seems to me like that would be a good skill for you guys to have.
It would be, because we also need it for the Vactor truck. So that's why I looked into it.
Okay, so if you want to get some bids on that truck for a repair, and maybe let's look at a plow, I'd like to see numbers for both of those.
Yeah.
Next time.
The 17th, because we're supposed to have a free winter this year.
So, regardless, something has to be done, and those are, that's our starting point right there.
Something's going to have to happen. Either that, or the truck we have is going to be running the ground this winter, because it won't get stopped.
Well, then one truck isn't going to keep up. If we get one of them snowstorms like we had last year, one truck isn't going to keep up.
That's what I'm concerned about. It's an 8.5-foot blade, which is really great for going into cul-de-sacs, but to plow all of the roads, it's going to be...
Yeah, West Factory, you're going to have to take 3 swipes or so. Well, as wide as that is, maybe 4.
I bet 6 or 7, or maybe 8.
Where are we at on salt?
Well, you want me to see, you know, drive the road grader, and it's got a 14-foot haul board on it. 12.
Yeah.
Salt. Where are we at on salt for the...
We didn't use very much last year. We did get snow, but not like the time we probably could order another truckload, but we're not wanting to get that coming.
Okay.
So yeah, I'd like to hear about winter prep next time.
Get some prices on plows and get the truck fixed. Anything else?
Thank you very much for all you do.
Thank you.
Keep track of everything. Appreciate it.
Okay. So Shannon's still not here. I do know up at the... Okay, I do know up at the park. And this is probably putting it lightly, but Shannon is getting very frustrated with humans. We had somebody up at our park with a steel pole. And I'm not sure where they got that steel pole from, but now they're trying to put a hole in one of our trees up there. So he goes over there, and the mother is there, there's 4 of them, and tells them, your kids cannot be doing that. These trees provide shade, whatever he told them. Okay? The next thing he knows, last Saturday down at the high school, now, a father to those 4 boys approaches him and starts trying to ream him out, but of course knowing Shannon, he doesn't take it, and says, I just want you to know that you made my wife cry. Those are 4 rambunctious boys. And Shannon just tried to explain to him, that's fine, but they're not going to undo everything that we're up there doing at the park to make that park nice for people to come to. And it's sad to think that we have to sit there and have somebody walk around that park when people are using it to make sure it's being used for what it should be used for. I mean, and the lackadaisicalness with parents thinking, go ahead and let them climb in trees, go ahead and let them put a hole in the trunk, go ahead and let them... I don't know.
He's pruned the trees even.
He has.
Keeping around the trees.
And the park's looking good, and we've had a lot of compliments on it, and
I just... We need to add to our fee schedule fines for defacing public property or something like that.
That's just a misdemeanor. Just call the cops on it.
The bad thing is they just don't care. They just... But I was there. I watched the whole thing. And she just come... unglued on Shannon, and he just said, I'm not going to have them damaging. Do you want to pay the tree to be replaced? Because that could be the next step. Got a dead tree, I can't have all these dead trees. This costs money for us to put these in here, to make something nice. If you can't control your kids, then don't bring them. And that's only what he said. She said, well, if I can't bring them, then this one can't come to the football practice. But if that's your choice. But they don't need to be destroying park stuff. Pay attention to your kids.
No,
That's frustrating.
And she wasn't crying when she left, so.
I don't know, we've asked before for the patrol to be stepped up around the park, maybe they can.
Several coaches have said to Shannon, they prefer no parent there when that's going on, when football.
Maybe that's what'll have to be required, maybe that has to be, and when they sign up. You can't be here with your kid, I mean, there's a lot of things that require that parents can't be there. I mean, a lot of times when kids first start gymnastics, they ask that the parents not there because the parents baby them and whatnot when the people working with them are trying to get them to do things to help them and.
But what if they got hurt, you know, and then we've said as a city, you can't be there?
Yeah, that you just.
You can call, make the phone call.
Can't really do that. And you got people coming from how? Who's going to want to drop their kid off, go back, they're not going to go back and forth from how?
Right. You'd think they'd have an hour's worth of errands they could do in town.
In our town?
Not every day. Because you got to come by an apple for 5 hours. You just got to figure out how to deal with those.
Can we amend the nuisance ordinance? Can we include that in the nuisance so that there's some sort of just a code enforcement citation? Especially if they're killing the tree, because then we could have the cost of the tree be under.
Isn't damaging property already in state code?
It is, and it's also in those new park rules.
Yeah, the park rules are in that too.
Damage plants, vegetation, and Shannon also has authority to kick them out of the park now under those.
I don't think we need to make more rules.
No, enforce what we have.
Well, maybe you really do just call the police, right?
All right. And that's what I said to Shannon. Next time I call the cops on. Like, I talk to the kids.
I feel like one warning is adequate, and then after that, you just call the cops and say.
And I just said, don't you take it upon yourself to go talk to those kids. Call the police.
Especially with the running with the mom and the dad.
I mean, it's so bad up there that they also took the dirt off of the diamond and stuffed it down on drink machine. It took Peyton and Shannon, I don't know how long, with the screwdriver to try and get that sand out of there and let it flush out. So now he has taken the faucets off the drink machine and he has capped the turn-on valves in there that you usually could hook the hose up to, so like people that camped up there could use a hose. And so it's like, if you're coming to destroy our park, don't come. It's kind of like when they used to plug the paper towels in the toilet and plug them in the rocks in the toilet and stuff. It's like, if you're not going to come here and take care of our park, then you're really not welcome here, because taxpayer dollars doesn't want to always constantly have to pay for things.
Four mothers are sitting there. Four kids are over there packing mud into this drinking fountain.
Yeah, they put the sand in there to make mud pies.
Robert says, are these your children? Not one of them answered him.
I wouldn't claim them either.
He said, well, if you can't tell me if they're good or not, then I guess I'll call the police, because I can't have them here vandalizing. Oh, they were up and over, you know, in a minute.
So.
I just don't understand. You just watch them do this? I don't get it.
Yeah, because you're busy talking or knitting or whatever while you're waiting.
It makes me just very worried with our big park expansion plan that we've been working on. If there's so much more park and more area.
Mm-hmm. How are they going to treat it?
Yeah. Anyway.
So those are his two concerns. That's exactly what he said. Nobody's hit him over the top of the head in a while.
Hopefully, if there are some people who are reprimanded, then word will spread and people will realize, yeah, you can't go deface the park because you're going to get a fine or...
Someone's watching.
Yeah.
I think just now that that's all intact, it just needs to be enforced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they rule it down just in place.
Yeah.
Okay.
Frustrating.
Anything else from you, Linda or Travis? Okay. Can we anything from up there. Okay. We will adjourn from our work session at 6:36.